Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Freaky Rapid Fire.
Whose side are you taking? Whether it's sports or not, answer along in your car.
With Freaky's Rapid Fire on John and Hugh, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on a Falcons Monday. Your reaction at 404-741-0929. Rapid Fire, of course, brought to you by Zero Res at ZeroResAtlanta.com. And we will we'll do a couple of quick, two or three, Hugh and Abe, quick Rapid Fire questions and then get back to the phones and get your reaction as to what the Falcons should do now with the bye week looming. And again, the Swampers taking on the 110-pound Bachelor tonight down in Tampa. So we'll see how all that kind of plays out, because at least, you know, at the very least what you got here is you got some drama going into, you know, the holidays here with the Atlanta Falcons. All right, let's do a couple of these here, Hugh. We saw USC fail, and part of the problem with the Heisman is that some voters believe, Hugh, that you should get your – it's only about the 12-game season and not about the 13-game season. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to be swayed one way or the other. But I think if you had a Heisman vote, I'm wondering if at this point, if Caleb Williams wins the Heisman, your answers are well-deserved or weak sauce?
I would probably say well-deserved. They ran into a tough Utah team, man. I mean, I would probably give him, like, he was the front runner because C.J. Stroud didn't get it done. So I would probably say Caleb would get the job done.
All right, so Abe, if you're voting on the Heisman right now or if you're just reacting to the Heisman, Caleb Williams gets the Heisman, you're saying well-deserved or weak sauce?
There's no good candidates this year. He's, I guess, above everyone else. I'll say well-deserved, but they're, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I know, right? I kind of with him on this.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, I mean, maybe Blake Corum could have, but, you know, Donovan Edwards is out there running for 400
what
yards.
What about Stetson Bennett?
What about him?
I'd like to throw that name out there.
No. All right. The transfer portal window opens today. So far, about 600 players have made it public. They plan to seek a new school. Last year, 3,000 entered the portal. Expectations are we're going to get a ton of players enter the portal today, on top of hundreds and hundreds of players that are going to throw their name into the hat. Your answers are the portal is, Hugh, the portal is now more important than signing day, or you still need to win with recruits?
I would say it's more important than signing day, because Deion has made it, Coach Sanders, I should say, has made it clear that the portal has kids riding into Colorado on their trusty steeds to save that program. That's the way he made it make it sound like there's some kids that are going to transfer in from the portal, and there are going to be kids that are going to commit to him. But, yeah, the transfer portal is a big deal.
Portal is more important than signing day, or you still need to win with recruits, Abe?
You have to win with recruits, but it's not just getting them. You got to develop them. I think the transfer portal largely works to fill a couple of holes here and there, whether it's a running back, whether it's a receiver, whether it's a quarterback, fine. But you've got to have the majority of your team being recruit.
So, again, there are a couple of big stories that will happen today. The transfer portal opens up, and we're going to see we saw DJ Uiagalelei go in yesterday.
He gone.
There could be a lot of players throw their name into the portal today. Major League winter meetings began yesterday. Fred McGriff got in.
Congratulations to him.
Crime Dog got in. Congrats on the Veterans Committee, the what do they call it, Common Era or something like that. But Dale Murphy did not. If Dale Murphy and Andrew Jones had Yankees on the front of their jersey and upright, never mind. Just let it go.
Technically, Andrew did for a little bit.
Technically, he did for a little bit. But, I mean, Murphy had Phillies. But anyway, what, Rockies? MLB winter meetings begin in earnest today. All the general managers, all the owners are out in San Diego. All the chatter, Hugh, is that this dam is about to break. Aaron Judge is going to sign, and it does.
About to get purred.
Open up everything. DeGrom got paid by the Texas Rangers, of all teams.
He just took the money.
Hey, listen, I'm really happy, Hugh. He went to Texas. He out of our league. He literally
took the money.
He's gone. He go. We don't have to face Jason. Only time we, without seeing the schedule, we probably don't have to face Jacob DeGrom to the World Series. Hopefully we do. Be good for Texas. So your answers are the Major League winter meetings, the Braves. Hugh, Braves will make a big headline move or will wait longer on Dansby and other moves?
We'll wait longer on Dansby and other moves.
Abe, at the winter meetings over the next 3 days, the Braves will make a big headline move or will wait longer on Dansby and other moves?
There's a lot of talk about the Braves being involved in some trade discussions here and there. I don't know if that would count as what you would declare a big headline move. Some of these players that, you know, the guys have requested trades recently that have previously said they'd like to play in Atlanta, you know, stuff like that sort of thing. But to answer your question, what I think you're asking is I think they will wait on Dansby.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm headed. All right, final question here, and then we get to your reaction. A strange fad, Hugh, featured on TikTok has inspired a new Pepsi ad brought to you by Lindsay Lohan. Okay?
No.
Pilk, P-I-L-K, Pilk. Pilk is a drink that gets his name from two ingredients, Pepsi and milk.
So Laverne and Shirley, they're taking this from Laverne and Shirley.
Your answers are, I'd give that a go or shoot me now.
So they're taking this from Laverne and Shirley, and no, I would not drink that. No.
Would you drink milk? I'd give that a go, Abe.
I don't drink milk now.
Shoot me now. Oh, yeah, you can't. That's right.
No, I don't drink it because milk is nasty.
Does it work with Coke or only with Pepsi?
I don't know. It's
milk. I don't drink Pepsi a ton.
Remember Laverne and Shirley?
No, Laverne and Shirley.
That
I remember
Shirley.
The show, but I don't
from
remember.
From what I understand.
Wait, hang on. Milk and Pepsi all the time.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, she used to drink milk. That was her drink.
I don't know. From what I understand, it's like a modified version of like a root beer float, a Pepsi float, just without ice cream with milk, which is essentially, you know.
No, not milk. No. I like ice
cream. I would try it.
Okay.
We know, Abe. You try it. You're that guy. You'll try a little bit of everything. We know. You're an exhibitionist.
You know what else I would try?
Exhibitionist.
You know what else I would try, Hugh? You know what else I would try?
What?
A new quarterback?
I was about to say Desmond Ridder.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly where we're headed, kind of right now here. What do you do if you're the Falcons? Now, yeah, understanding again, when you get to the bye here this week, right, when you got the Brady playing against the Swampers, and then Brady plays against the 49ers, but now this is a 49er team that doesn't have Jimmy G anymore, and their hopes may have, who knows, if Brock Purdy's out there playing quarterback, which is what he's going to be, because both Trey Lance and Jimmy G are down for the season here. Still, if Tampa loses both games, it's not out of the question that the Falcons would be in a four-way tie at 5-8 with four games to go. So, you know, how do you handle this? How bold do you want to be here? We know what we're going to get with Marcus Mariota. I think one win in the final four games, and I think if you're going to win this thing, you've got to win all four. You have to at least win three. And beating the Saints, the Bucs, and somebody else, maybe the Cards. But you might have to win all four to win the division. Are you winning all four with Mariota? And if you're not, then what the hell? Let's go to Scott in Douglasville here. Scott, welcome to the show.
Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning? Thank
pretty
you for
good.
Taking my call. You sound like you got a little cold. You might need a little euphemasia or some vitamin C there.
I might need something. Yes. People keep saying I sound a little sick.
But what I would say right now, of course, with the Falcons, should probably do. I would probably this bye week take some time and put a couple of packages in for Ritter, kind of see how he would do in an opportunistic time to get him in a couple of games. I mean, of course, we'll still go with Mariota, but take this time and put some packages together for Ritter and get him in a game when we can and see what he's capable of doing. I think most importantly, though, looking at Arthur Smith, it kind of makes me think about his decision as a coach to, you know, you drafted a tight end, you drafted a receiver, then you brought in a quarterback who couldn't throw, which makes me think about how does he think, what is he looking at, and how is he previewing, you know, the area. So that's kind of what I would do at this stage. The season's pretty much gone. You know, put him in there. You don't want to lose the team.
But is it though, Scott? I mean, I appreciate that, Scott. Scott gave voice to, the season's almost gone. But again, is it? What if you come out of the bye, and it's, again, not out of the question that you're tied for first place? It may be the ugliest first place you've seen. Keep this in mind. In 2014, I'm going to bring up this. I'm going to bring up the standings here. In 2014, Hugh, the Carolina Panthers won the NFC South. They were 6-9-1. 6-9-1. And so let's see if I can bring up what the Falcons were that year and in the standings. The Panthers were 7-8. They were 7-8. That doesn't look right. I'll dig deeper. No, they were 7-8-1. That's it. They were 7-8-1. The Saints were 7-9. Falcons were 6-10, and Tampa was 2-14. So the Panthers won the division in 2014, 7-8-1. You can win a the Seahawks won a division at 7-9.
Who's the quarterback?
Cam.
Probably Cam.
Cam, right?
Okay. So you're basically saying we could still win the division if Desmond Ridder is our quarterback?
No, I'm just saying we're not going to win it if Marcus Mariota is our quarterback.
Why not?
Because I think we've seen enough of him to know that it,
see, I hear what you're saying,
but it makes no sense. Lead you there.
You're saying that we have a better shot with an unproven than we do with a guy who's going out there and won you what five
I'm saying
games?
You got the same shot, which is no shot at the moment.
It's not the same shot. It's not. I mean, it's not the same shot.
I understand what you're saying. I guess I'm just saying that I don't think that we're going anywhere. We're not going forward with this guy. So if you're not going forward with this guy. All right. Kevin's in Buckhead. Kevin, welcome to the show. Hey, Kevin.
All right. You got a rookie quarterback came in Pittsburgh yesterday. He was the first quarterback pick. Then you got Ridder. He was the second quarterback pick. And you got Purdy for San Francisco. Won a game. Mr. Irrelevant, the last player pick. So why can't you use a little Ridder just like Arnold Palmer, you got tea and you got lemonade. Try to take a page from the Saints and use both of them like Taysom Hill and Breeze was. And look like y'all have some success. I mean, everybody want to see Ridder. At least let him get his foot wet. Just try him. All right. Have a good day.
Kevin and Buckhead. The other issues here, the fact is, the Falcons, they say, what would you lose with Marcus Mariota? You'd lose the RPO, correct? You'd lose maybe his ability at times, because we'll talk about what he does well. At times, he does the RPO as well as any quarterback in the league. He does do that. You'd lose the ability, the escapability of getting out of sacks on a team that doesn't block very well sometimes. They're a good run-blocking team. Pass blocking eludes them a little bit. And we know, Hugh, that they're going to scheme up and come after Ridder. The Saints would come after him with, oh, my God, would they scheme against him?
Yeah, that's what they would do. That's why I don't understand why people feel like it's going to be better. Like, I understand, listen, everybody loves the backup quarterback. I just don't feel like it's going to be better in this situation. Like, if anything, it's going to be even more of what we've seen. Like, Marcus Mariota has done a pretty good job of covering the warts of this offensive line, especially when it comes to pass protection. He's done a pretty good job of that, even though he's had times where he overthrows and gets receivers killed. He's a receiver killer. You know, I said a few weeks ago, he was the one that he got Kyle Pitts killed. He got him killed. I don't think that it gets better with Desmond Ridder in this situation. Now, I understand that people don't want to hear that, and they're asking me, how do I know, and all this other stuff. I'm going off of what I've seen in the past. He might not be picking up the offense quickly enough in order to put him out there. And everybody wants to talk about Mr. Relevant playing yesterday. Mr. Relevant was pressed into duty. And you best believe that offense was watered down tremendously in order for them to get out of that game. Like, for everybody that want to talk about how well he played and the short span and all this other stuff, let's see what he looks like next week when actually you're game planning for him. Let's see what happens then. It's a little bit different. Like, listen, people, it's a little bit different when you have a quarterback out there that you're getting familiar with and teams know that you're playing when they're game planning for. It's a lot different.
Do you expect that Arthur Smith Hugh will announce that he's preparing both quarterbacks in order to make the Saints prepare for both?
No, I don't think. Only way you'll see that is if it's something where he'll probably say, "Hey, you know, we're still talking about it." But I would think that going into practice, he's still going to get Marcus Mariota the reps. I think Marcus Mariota is still going to get the reps.
Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90 Time, the game on the Falcons Monday. Your reaction to what you saw against the Steelers? Back-to-back games where Marcus Mariota's thrown a pick to end the game and sold it away for the other team. One loss, another loss, and now what do you do here at 5-8 going to your bye week? Your reaction, a couple of NFL headlines, and more of your calls as we continue on this Falcons Monday on Sports Radio 90 Time, the game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Monday on 92.9 The Game is brought to you by Ticketmaster, official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Keeping you in the loop as John and Hugh cover every scoop.
It's time to take a look around the league. It's NFL headlines with John and Hugh.
Let's do it.
Ready?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is a Falcons Monday from the Kia Studios with John and Hugh, as mentioned by Denitra in the Sports Flash here. We have Hawks and Thunder tonight as a result of the Monday Night Football game. This key Monday Night Football game between the North and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can be heard on our sister station.
Trey playing tonight?
1380.
Trey playing tonight?
News Talk WAOK. Is Trey playing tonight? That's a good question.
Is it going to be some beef?
There may be some beef. You never know. Yeah, it's okay. And playing against his hometown team, right? The Oklahoma City Thunder. A couple of quick NFL headlines I want to get Hugh's thoughts on, and then we'll get back to your calls and your reaction to the Falcons losing to the Steelers in back-to-back weeks where they lost, you know, single-possession games where they had the ball at the end and the quarterback threw a pick. All right, let's get to Jimmy G is out. San Francisco's hopes for the playoffs. They've lost Trey Lance. Now they've lost Jimmy G. Are they sunk?
No, I think that defense will keep them afloat. You got, what, 4 games left in the season, 5, mm-hmm. something like that. They'll keep him afloat.
He's out for the year. Lamar is not out for the year. He got dinged up, and Tyler Huntley came in and played pretty well for the Ravens in a 10-9 win over the Denver Broncos. Now here are the ones that I really want your reaction to. What did you make of Deshaun Watson in his first game back, Hugh?
Didn't get to see it. I saw a lot of people booed. He won. So, you know, I mean, good for the Cleveland Browns, you know, I guess. But I didn't get to see. I didn't get to see too much of that.
They scored on a pick six and a punt return and
way to debut. Yeah. Debut. Bit creepy.
We'll stay in Ohio. The Bengals Jamar Chase had a big game. Joe Burrow had a big game.
Man.
Yep. Bengals beat the Chiefs in a showdown here. The Bengals are starting to warm up. Are we seeing another late season surge by Zach Taylor's Bengals, Hugh?
Yes.
And that leads me to the other one, which is your Philadelphia Eagles. I think we have entered downright domination time. Hugh, domination.
They're a really balanced team, and they're getting healthy at the right time. So.
11-1, and they just took Tennessee to the woodshed yesterday.
Yeah, they did that thing. They did that thing.
Right now they are the they have become. Oh, isn't it interesting, Hugh, how things change?
Well, people, some of the Dallas Cowboys fans, like I got a little Twitter beef, Facebook beef with Dallas Cowboys fans. They want to talk about the overall, you know, record between the two teams and what they've done in the past and all this other stuff. So. They're trying to make themselves feel good about the situation at the end, especially after they got a win last night. They beat the brakes.
Oh.
They beat the brakes off.
They all scored 54 points.
Yeah, they beat the brakes. So they scored 33 of those in the fourth quarter.
I mean, they just destroyed
the
Colts.
Quarter.
54-19. I mean,
yeah, and I started getting like real hateful texts last night about Matt Ryan. I'm like, dog.
Yeah, he ain't here no more.
People were talking about riding for Matt Ryan and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, dog. It was a bad look.
Yeah, I feel bad for Matt. I mean, he went into a situation we thought he was going to do well, and it just is. Yes. Jeff Saturday is not working out quite the way they thought he would.
He got that first win.
Yeah, he got the first win, but yeah, last night,
54-19. They started dragging him. Yeah. He started getting dragged. That's usually how it goes for, like, young quarterbacks.
Yeah. We go to Adrian in Atlanta with John and Hugh. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
All right, and you?
And congratulations, Hugh. I heard you was in Philadelphia last week, man. I want to say congratulations to you on all your accomplishments. So, hey, I called in last week, John, and I know I was a little emotional, but I'm calm today. So I know you said that the Panthers won 6-9-1. And I just feel like at this point we're selling hope. We 5-8. Marcus Mariota looked like Matt Ryan 2.0 with speed. I know you say he got his capability. He's making the line look a little decent. But, man, we're not winning with Marcus Mariota. He was benched in Tennessee. You know, he really didn't get no playing time like that in Oakland. I just say, hey, we drafted Desmond Ridder in the third round. Only thing you can do is just get a guy shot at this point. Look at the numbers. You know, that's all I got to say, man. Have a great day, man.
That was Adrian in Atlanta. Just for the corrective purposes here as we talk about it, because it'll probably come up again, Carolina did win the division 2014. They went 7-8-1. I had to go check it. I had to double-check my math there. 7-8-1. But again, Seattle won a division title at 7-9. So teams can win divisions under 500 when you just have a really bad division and the NFC South is really bad this year. It's really
you happened
bad.
To see what those teams did in the playoffs, did you?
Did Seattle win a game?
I'm asking. I don't know.
I want to say Seattle won a game. They actually won a playoff game. Kevin's at Forest Park. He's on with John and you were reacting to the Falcons' loss to the Steelers. And what do you do now as you head to the bye week? Hey, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good, man.
What's going on?
What's going on? Congratulations, Hugh. Man,
thank you,
I
sir.
Just want to say I can't really put the blame all on Marcus Mariota for that game. There were some big, big flags called that was called against us at the end of that last drive before we got the 3 points from Coop. That Hesse holding with this cost us the 6 points really hurt. Then you got the Jake Matthews holding, which put us back and put us in a position to kick the field goal. So, I mean, I can't really put the blame on Marcus Mariota. The team just have to put him in a better situation.
Or the quarterback could also be a little bit more accurate and not airmail everybody like it's gone out of style. I mean, we all understand that you know, I've never argued with, and thank you, Kevin, I've never argued with Hugh about, or debated is a better term, about whether or not Marcus Mariota is who he is. It's an impossible
he is who
because he is.
Sir.
I mean, it's a stone cold fact.
So this is.
But at the same time, I'm weighing it against. I really believe that the future of this team is bright. I think they have the right head coach. I think that next year, going into next year, and I know I'm jumping ahead here, that Marcus Mariota cannot be our starting quarterback going into next year.
Here's the thing, though. This is the thing. Like, okay, take away. Like, I know what Marcus Mariota did at the end of the game. I know what he did in the game. But let's go back. Like, just for a minute. I know people are mad, but just work with me for a minute. Go back to the series of plays before that. When we were in position to score, we Young Wei Koo kicked a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Mariota drove you down the field. He drove you down the field. Marcus Mariota scored.
Desmond Ritter could have done that. It was handed off the ball, right?
If I'm not mistaken, he threw one pass in that sequence, didn't he? He threw a pass in that sequence, I do believe. But my point is this. He was the quarterback that drove you down the field to score, correct? Like, seriously, I know I'm and the people that call, trying to get you to see it a different way.
One pass, you.
But
you talk about it on the touchdown drive, the only pass he threw to Michael Pruitt.
Did he throw it?
One pass.
Okay, justification
for keeping him in.
What happened?
90-yard drive, one pass is our justification.
Okay, what happened? What happened at the end of that drive, though?
They threw a touchdown.
No, what happened that called that touchdown back?
Oh, you're talking about the other drive, the one where they kicked the field goal?
Yes.
There was an obvious holding call.
It did. What happened after that?
You know why? Because Kyle Pitts went out there blocking. It was a different tight end had to block.
I thought it was on Jake Matthews who got the whole.
No, no, that was the false start. That came the very next one.
Yeah, that was the next one.
You're confusing some of these.
So, my bad. Two bad things happened on the same play after you scored that stopped you from scoring.
Right.
Okay. I'm just saying, dude. Like.
But again, I don't think
Patterson's turning the corner if there's no hold.
Right. I think that's probably the case,
okay,
too.
Okay, but you're still in position.
Yeah, you're still in a much better spot.
You're in a much better spot to score. Not saying that he would have scored.
So he overthrows someone from the seven. What's your point here,
Hugh? Hey, to make your point, let's be fair. We've seen this before. We saw this last week when we were down there.
What's the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over again. Expected different results.
We go to Philip in Atlanta here. Philip, welcome to the show. We are debating what the Falcons do in this bye week. Hey, Philip.
Hello.
Hey, Philip.
Hey, how you doing? Well, I mean, again, this is the Benny Hill show. I mean, what the Falcons should do is just basically stay fast with Marcus Mariota, because the issue is realistically is Arthur Blank. Arthur Blank don't want to throw this season away. You put in Desmond Ritter. They're not, Arthur Smith is going to have to answer some questions. So they're just going to go with the devil that they know. It does make sense to put in, Mr. Ritter, because you drafted all these offensive skill players the last 2 years. But you don't want to upset the boss, so you just, stick with what you got. There was a strong run game in Marcus Mariota.
I don't know, dog.
I think
it might be some – Like, listen, as much as I've been on this talking about Desmond Ritter and Marcus Mariota giving you the best chance to win, boy, it might be some people in the building talking about, come on, dog. Like, for real. It might be some come on, dog, in the building.
Well, they have that. Benny Hill, by the way, was a BBC show that they showed on PBS way back in the day. It was a comedy. It was Benny Hill was a comedian. He did a lot of physical comedy, and everything was just a disaster.
Hey, let's put it that way. He said it's the Benny Hill show.
And that's the theme song from Benny Hill that you're listening to right now. For those of you who don't remember that show. Anyway, the Falcons are the subject, and the quarterback report from Marcus Mariota, what he did say after the game to Dave Archer, and your reaction continues next on a Falcons Monday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back to more John and Hugh.
Yeah, I love it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Falcons Monday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons head to the bye week 5-8. Tonight, Swampers and Brady in Tampa. That game on WAOK because we have the Hawks and Thunder on our station. And we'll see what happens going out of the bye week. Tampa's got to play New Orleans, and then they got to play San Francisco in San Francisco. But Niners don't have Jimmy G anymore. He's out for the year, so you're not a Brock Purdy who came in, the former Iowa State quarterback, Mr. Irrelevant. Hugh, here's the deal on Marcus for next year. The Falcons owe him a $2.5 million signing, the second part of his signing bonus, $2.5 million, right? If they cut him, that's what the dead cap would be, $2.5 million. If they pick up the team option, they would owe him in salary and roster bonus $14.5 million. Are you willing to pay Marcus Mariota $14.5 million?
So you already cut him. You cutting him?
Well, I might cut him with the idea of bringing him back and, you know, on a really small deal as a, you know, as a veteran backup, but I'm not paying him $14.5 million.
Well, I look at it like this, John. You paid him that money with some kind of ideal of him being here for 2 years. So I don't think that you're going to go out and just readily cut him to try to save yourself a couple of dollars. In the grand schemes of quarterbacks, I don't think what you're paying Marcus Mariota is a ton of bread. I mean, it's really not. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but it's really, really not. So, no, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, after another heartbreaking loss again, Dave Archer caught up with Marcus Mariota and had a rather brief discussion after the game in the quarterback report.
Marcus, you guys didn't have the ball much in the first half. How much did that affect maybe some rhythm for you in the first half?
Well, it's tough. Playing a team like this, you understand that they're going to limit your possessions. We just didn't make the most of ours.
You had a decided, it looked like, idea that you might want to attack them in the passing game. Boy, they were really crowding the box. Was that the idea in the first half?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, made some plays. Unfortunately, we kind of stalled out a couple times. And, you know, when you're kicking field goals and not scoring touchdowns, it's tough.
Your defense held onto the rope, kept you in the football game, and then you guys kind of started getting it going in the run game. What was it you kind of saw that you were able to pound them with the run game?
Well, I think some elements of the pass game kind of opened up some of those things. We did a good job of getting some explosives, and then I thought our guys up front did a great job. When they're able to push the line of scrimmage and CP and our backs can find holes, it's going to be pretty good for us.
Once again, they were paying a great deal of attention to you on the perimeter in the run game, but it looked like maybe you ran it well enough in that drive they kind of forgot about Marcus Mariota on the edge.
A little bit. You know, they presented an opportunity for me to make a play. You know, I wanted to get a few more yards, but at the end of the day, I thought we were able to get in some third and manageable situations, convert, and that's what got us down there.
All right, I know what the mindset is. You get pinned at the two. I know you're trying to get a chunk play to get yourself up there. Give me an idea of the thought process in throwing the ball, trying to hit Drake down the seam.
Yeah, you know, I looked at it. I thought I had an opportunity, and got me to play, and that it is what it is. Unfortunately, cost us the game, but, you know, we'll bounce back from it.
Yeah, a lot of plays in that game that not just one play cost the game. Thanks for your time. Appreciate you, man.
Dave Archer with Marcus Mariota. your reaction?
I mean, he's right. There's a lot of things that happen in that game that you have to look at and say it's not all his fault. But the unfortunate thing about all that is this, that when you see certain things that the quarterback do, you can't unsee them. So that's where we are. That is where we are when it comes to the quarterback.
Your reaction on a Falcons Monday at 404-741-0929 with John and Hugh as they get to the bye week here. Will they prep Desmond Ridder to start in the next game with four games to go, which will be down in the swamp, or will they prep both, or will they just go with Mariota? How are they going to handle this now? Because Arthur Smith did not say no. And so let's go to Barry in Atlanta. Let's go and see what Barry has to say. Hey, Barry.
What's going on, fellas? Congratulations to you, Hugh, on a big accomplishment.
Thank you,
sir. I just
want to
give you that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Also, I side with you a lot, Hugh, that I don't see them changing from Mariota as quarterback yet. He's gotten us this far. The guys that fly with Branch are kind of when you say you don't, they don't see enough in Ritter, that's because they've drafted this pass, this elite passer in this run heavy offense. They don't see Ritter running the offense like Mariota does. And if they make that change at quarterback, they're eventually going to have to make changes to the plays that they make moving forward.
Barry, that's a bad thing for a team that just scored one touchdown in each of the last two games? Maybe that's a good thing.
No, it's not a bad thing, but they kind of – he's got this run-heavy offense going
okay,
on.
Okay, yeah, how's that working out for him?
He could get that out of Mariota, even though he's not hitting those passes that he's supposed to.
Right, are we winning games right now, Barry? I mean, maybe we should change.
That's why they're going to shoot with Mariota. And also, like you said, that he may be the starting quarterback next year as well because –
Oh, God,
they
I hope
are
not.
Getting what they want out of the run game.
By the way,
that's what they want. This is a run heavy offense, and they may not see Desmond Ritter as running a run heavy offense.
Then why did you draft him in the first place? I get you, Barry. I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm speaking emotionally here. Sorry, Barry. I'm not arguing your point. I'm just speaking emotionally here. So, what good does this get you? You've had one touchdown in each of the last two games. One. How about we change this up and see if we can't get maybe two, maybe three? I don't know. Let's try and do something. You know, what's the definition of insanity? Same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. What gives you any idea that the result would be different?
See, this is the issue that I have with this conversation that we're having. Like, Marcus Mariota has won games where he didn't even throw a touchdown. So I don't understand why this is an issue now that he's not throwing a touchdown. Guess what? Go back and look at his stat line. Go back and look at any game that we've won and look and see how many touchdowns he's thrown for. It ain't been a whole lot. Is there been a game? Let me look and see if there's been a game where he's thrown two touchdowns.
Yeah, I think there was one, yes.
It ain't been many. Because I'm looking at, it was he threw three touchdowns
right
against the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
He threw three. He threw one. He didn't throw any touchdowns against the Browns. He threw one against the Seahawks, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, one against the Seahawks, dude. So what are we arguing? Like when you okay?
There's no argument. I mean, he's not very good at throwing the ball.
No, take away. See, this is the thing. Take away the W and the L column, or take that out of the equation when you look at the games that he's played in. Take that out of it. And look at his stat line. It's the same every week. It's the same every week. The problem that we're having is that you have to play mistake-free football. Going into this game, they made a point to make this a big deal. The fact that they were the least penalized team in the league.
Right.
And they got a hell of a whole lot of penalties. When they least needed them.
Yeah, and there were a couple of calls against Pittsburgh that didn't happen. What I think were both PIs on Hodge and on
against the Chicago Bears. One touchdown. We got 27 points, but he threw one TD.
We go to Mike at Peachtree Corners. He joins John and Hugh on a Falcons Monday. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's going on?
Yeah, unfortunately, I was at that game yesterday, and, I live my life based in reality. Mariota is what, in his seventh year. He is what he is. He's never going to be a legendary quarterback. Arthur Smith has left him in, as long as we've been in contention for the playoffs. I think if the Bucs lose tonight, we see Ritter. But
You mean if they win? Because if they lose in 2 weeks when you get back to face the Swampers, you could be in a four-way tie at 5-8, and then what do you do?
Yeah, that's true. And the argument, and my wife and I were both huge fans, and we're watching it. Is at this point, what does it matter? Like, even if we get into the playoffs, we're not going deep, right? So whether it's Ritter or Mariota, we're going to be running, run heavy, right? But Mariota, it does not give us the downfield threat. But one of the biggest issues I've seen is that, Arthur Smith is, it's a double-edged sword. I love that he's been able to overachieve with a roster that's probably one of the lower tier in the NFL, but we've gotten into situations where Mariota's, you know, not that great of a quarterback, but guys in situations to win. Let's look at Washington. Smith, as much of an offensive guru, you know this. You don't throw over the middle on the goal line. Those guys aren't rushing the passer. They're sitting there watching the eyes of the quarterback, and they're batting it down. Stupid. Yesterday, we're on, what, the 7-yard line? Why are we kicking a field goal? You're still going to lose the game.
More reaction coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Next up, Mike Griffith is going to jump into the program. He is the lead writer for Dog Nation. We are set now for the college football playoff. The Georgia Bulldogs, 7-point favorites in the semifinal game on New Year's Eve at the Peach Bowl against the Ohio State Buckeyes. What does Mike make of that game, his reaction to the SEC championship, and a look forward to the playoff? Next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.